Hi, I'm Sheila Scruggs with the Pup and Paws Cast. It's brought to you by Dog & Company. Enjoy life. Spoil your pet. Visit their website, dog-co.com. Rachel Robinson is the Vice President of Friends of the White County Animals. And to avoid confusion, this is not connected really with the White County Animal Shelter. This is a different organization. How did Friends of the White County Animals begin?
Our president, Sharon Langford, has been an animal advocate for, I guess, most of all of her life. And she moved back to White County from Nashville. And in her exposure in all these years with animal advocacy, Nashville Humane, she is on the board at the Elephant Sanctuary. She saw a need and really a pretty big hole that we did not have filled in White County. So she started going to some of the officials to improve the shelter, to which in fact has been greatly improved. It's a wonderful shelter. We have very good management there. So she saw a need. And then we branched out in forming in 2012. We saw the need focusing on the shelter, and then we saw the need in the community. The people who love their animals, so many needed help in maintaining that care and keeping their animals with them. We saw a need for teaching kindness to a generation that will make a difference. And we have a unit in the school system, middle school, after school program. When you have the children learning kindness to animals, it spreads throughout their lives.
What kind of things are you doing in that area with the schools?
Sharon did a distance learning unit with Doyle Elementary with the Elephant Sanctuary, teaching kids so much that they never realized. You know, elephants are in circuses, in zoos, but they are such sensitive, intelligent animals.
And I know spaying and neutering is something, too, you want to teach them and the adults to how important that is.
That is really the final solution to pet overpopulation. Unfortunately, we have so many cats in our area that are uncared for, feral, or they reproduce often, that we need to emphasize spay-neuter, which you can get help for by using your spay-neuter clinic here in Cookeville. Those White County citizens can contact White County Humane Society for help. They have tremendous help for your spay-neuter needs. And then we have so many puppies born that so many of our puppies in this area travel north because they are much more responsible about actually spaying and neutering.
Rachel, the name of your organization is Friends of the White County Animals. Whether it be talking about the volunteers that you guys have, which are friends helping the animals, and the friends in the community that have animals. You even help some of the elderly in White County with their pets.
We get messages and we get requests. Then the people who value their companion animals.
And then low income on a budget.
Low income on a budget. The Meals on Wheels recipients, other seniors and low income. We try our best with limited resources. By the way, I mean, it will not go on forever through the year. That's why we have our Howl of Wine and Wags or our Wine and Wags event. This is our third annual. We also work with the Humane Society. In February of each year, we have a chili supper. And those funds that are earned there are spent to the last penny for spay-neuter surgeries.
You also helped get something for the fire department, resuscitation masks for animals.
We did. We raised funds last year for the pet resuscitation mask kits that can be used when an animal is oxygen deprived. We have those right now to present to our canine officers. so that they will be able to carry them in their vehicle in case their canine has become stressed and oxygen deprived. But our donors have helped provide that. We provided one for each of our 10 city and county fire stations. And frankly, Sheila, we'd like to raise more and provide for more engines. But that is that's what we have provided at this point.
So you help not only the Friends of the White County Animals, which is your title of the organization, you help the people of the White County area as well. Have you been a part of Friends of the White County Animals since its beginning?
Yes, 2012.
What makes you love being a part of it so much?
Because I think we see the happy tale stories, we say. We also see a lot of sad. We really see a lot of sad. However, the happy stories, the things that we have been able to help people, and we do this under the radar. We don't advertise it a lot, what we've been able to accomplish as far as individual help. But when we can, we will be there to help. It's all about the animals. That's one thing we have on our business card. But we also say we help the animals and the people who love them. Because sometimes this is what they're animals. This is what carries that person through difficult times. I've seen it in, we've all been there.
You've seen it in your own life with your own animals.
Exactly.
And I have with mine. If you're having a bad day, there's nothing like being greeted by your dog at the door with a wagging tail like, hey, good to see you.
Oh, it is. It's just, it is the most special time.
And even my cat greets me at the door. You hear that very often?
No, not very.
She does.
But when I am outside and I hear my three horses and I know each of them separately.
Each bray, don't you?
I do indeed. I know which one is calling me to come down and do my job. And that is pay attention to them.
Well, you do so much for all the animals. And Friends of the White County Animals, they've got a website, too, and a Facebook page. But friendsofwhitecountyanimals.org is their website. And if you type in Friends of White County Animals, you'll find them on Facebook, too. And Rachel, thank you so much for being my guest.
Could I add that on our website, you can sign up for our monthly email newsletter?
That newsletter is great, too. It kind of updates you on what you've done and what you need, what your needs are as well.
Exactly. It is a wonderful newsletter that's very informative. We don't inundate you with emails. It is an informative email once a month, and we would appreciate signing up. We appreciate donations, and you can go to our website and donate through PayPal. We appreciate all donations. Thank you.
And thank you, Rachel Robinson. She's the Vice President of Friends of the White County Animals. The Pup and Paws Cast, always brought to you by Dog & Company. Daycare, grooming, boarding, and training. Visit dog-co.com.